Way News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brandt. U.S. President Joe Biden vowing vengeance on those responsible for Thursday's deadly attacks outside the Kabul airport that killed at least 13 American military personnel and dozens of civilians who had gathered there in hopes of fleeing the Taliban-controlled country. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks in a report on its news agency Telegram channel. Hours after the suicide bomber had struck two locations near the Abbey Gate outside the airport and near a hotel, a regional offshoot of the Islamic State known as ISIS-K has been blamed for the attacks. Biden said he had ordered commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities, saying we will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, and at the moment of our choosing. Critics have blamed President Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. Antonio Guterres told a meeting of the UN Security Council conditions must be created for the state, for the start, rather, of an inclusive national political dialogue to address the underlying causes of conflict and to ensure Ethiopian voices direct the pathway to peace. In June, the Ethiopian government announced an immediate and unilateral humanitarian ceasefire after 8 months of fighting with Tigrayan forces. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. An official in the northern area of Nigeria says gunmen have released some of the more than 100 schoolchildren who had been abducted back in May, kidnapping victims from the Islamic school, including children as young as 5 years old. Gunmen have abducted hundreds of students in northern Nigeria this year, and government has been to halt this spate of abductions for ransom. As a result, many schools have been forced to close due to the risk. The World Health Organization Africa has called on countries with good supplies of COVID-19 to share doses with countries who have fewer doses. The WHO's Africa director said 13 million doses were administered in the past week, three times more than the number in the previous week as doses increased from developed countries. The organization expects to vaccinate 10% of the continent by the end of September. New Zealand on Friday extended a strict nationwide lockdown through Tuesday as it tries to its first outbreak of the coronavirus in 6 months. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said they expect to keep Auckland, where most of the cases have been found, in full lockdown for at least 2 more weeks. But she expects most other parts of the country to ease restrictions slightly from Wednesday. The announcement came as health authorities reported 70 new daily cases, the most yet in the outbreak, which has grown to nearly 350 total cases. Said there was evidence and new case numbers were beginning to level off. The U.S. is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecast. But the experts say that toll could be cut if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. Experts agree what the coronavirus has in store this fall depends on human behavior. An Associated Press analysis shows the rate of new cases slowing in Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and Arkansas. And half of Americans are in favor of vaccine requirements at their workplaces, according to a new poll, at a time when such mandates gain traction following the federal government's full approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.